In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to the program, The Teacher. I'm your host, Muhammad. Please stay with us. Today's story, The Life and Character of Allama Baqir Sharif Al-Qarashi. Dear listeners, religious scholars who have done a lot of research and are very knowledgeable in different fields of religious and non-religious sciences are called Allama, such as Allama Tabatabai, Allama Ja'fari, Allama Hassanzadeh Amuli. It means that they're someone who knows a lot, okay? One of the Allamas is the great Shia Muslim researcher, historian, and writer Allama Baqir Sharif Al-Qarashi. He was born around 1925 in Najaf, Iraq. His father, Sheikh Sharif, was one of the scholars of Najaf, and his grandfather was Sheikh Mahdi Qarashi. Qarsh or Qarash are a well-known house in Najaf. Sheikh Baqir Sharif Qarashi, along with his brother, Sheikh Hadi Sharif, after finishing the preliminary studies, became students of Sheikh Hussein Khalifa Ihsai and also attended the lessons of Sheikh Muhammad Ali Damashqi. Later, he learned the book Mukhtasarul Bayan under the care of Sheikh Abbas Muzaffar, The Science of Principles of Jurisprudence under the care of Sheikh Bashir Amali, and the book Lum'a under the care of Sayyid Musa al-Ba'jaj. After completing this course, he went to Sayyid Mahmud Marashi Najafi in order to study Fara'idul Usul and then went to learn Kifayatul Usul under the care of Sheikh Muhammad Tahir as Sheikh Radi. According to Qarashi himself, he learned the Dars Kharij lessons and important scientific discussions over the course of 20 years under the care of Ayatollah Khoui. Some of his other teachers were Sheikh Muhammad Taqi Iravani, Sayyid Abul Qasim Nuri, and Sayyid Muhsin Hakim. Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. Now let's talk about the social activities of Allama Baqir Qarashi. Based on what Allama Baqir Sharif Qarashi himself has said, at the time of Abdul Karim Qasim, when communist ideas were being developed and the supporters of this doctrine held seminars and other ceremonies, Allama Qarashi, along with some scholars and seminary students such as Muhammad Hussein Herzuddin, confronted communism and its supporters, and by giving speeches and spreading manifestos, did their best to make people aware of their deviation. Moreover, They wrote many books such as Al-Amal wa Huquq al-Amil fi Islam, meaning action and the rights of the doer of action in Islam, as well as other books that were well received. Some of these books were even translated into English. After speaking with Shahid Muhammad Baqir Sadr, he was determined, Allama Qarashi was determined to author books about the Ahlul Bayt, which until now, among the 50 works that have been published by him, 46 of them are about the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them. Given the severe repression that existed in Iraq concerning printing religious books at the time of Saddam, authoring and printing books on the Ahlul Bayt, Shiism, and Islamic beliefs was of considerable importance, such that, due to the strict censorship and supervision of printing offices, in order to publish religious and Shia works, they would pay certain printing offices so that the works would be published. Allama Qarashi has visited Iran many times, and around the year 2003, he was given the 50th Annual Book of Wilaya Award. Dr. Fakhr Rohani talks about Allama Baqir Sharif Al-Qarashi.
I should like to mention that I'm happy that for some time I had some connections with the late Ayatollah Sheikh Baqir Sharif Al-Qarashi. And on the basis of the conversations I had with him, he himself indicated his primary and fundamental intent in this regard, that he determined to devote himself to producing analysis of the lives of the Ahlul Bayt, because he believed that simply narrating events wouldn't amount to anything. I mean, we as Shiites, we have to come up with profound understanding of the lives and careers of the infallible Imams. Hence, he himself was made a pioneer in this regard and developed several books on the lives of not only the infallible Imams, but on the lives of some of the companions of the infallible Imams. One point in this regard shouldn't be missed, that is, when he wrote something, for example, on the life of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, he was very much curious to make a review of literature of the books so far written on Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, and in case in any of those books he found any objection, he tried to give an answer, I mean, a positive and well-argued answer to those queries and controversies. And, I mean, this approach of his in producing books, I mean, analysis of the lives of the infallible Imams, made him study on the lives of the infallible Imams on the basis of the earliest and most authentic sources available.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.com. Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. Allama Baqir Sharif Qarashi, along with his brother Sheikh Hadi Sharif Qarashi, founded a printing office around the year 1994. The name of this printing office, which is in Najaf, is Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba. Allama Qarashi had numerous written works on various subjects, which a collection of them is about the life of the infallibles, titled Hayatul Imam, for example, Al-Hasan, Hayatul Imam Al-Husayn, Hayatul Imam Al-Rida, and so on and so forth, and all the other infallibles. Allama Qarashi said that when Imam Khomeini was exiled to Iraq, when he was leaving Iraq, he heard that Allama Qarashi has a book about Islamic political system which was ready to be published. Imam Khomeini gave Allama Qarashi an amount of money for publishing that book. Allama Qarashi heard the news of the victory of the Islamic Revolution of Iran. He prayed in the shrine of the Commander of the Faithful, Ali, peace be upon him, and gave thanks to Allah. Around the year 2004, when the government of Saddam fell, he traveled to Iran and was honored by scholarly personalities and seminary institutions in Qom. Sheikh Baqir Sharif Qarashi passed away in Najaf on Sunday, June 17th, 2012. Ayatollah Sayyid Muhammad Saeed Hakim prayed before his body. May Allah bless him and elevate his ranks. Thank you so much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher, which was about Allama Baqir Sharif Qarashi. We hope you enjoyed this program. Until next time, we leave you in Allah's care. Thank you.